I know you were part of a union too, weren't you? Did you join a union?
I did, but what it was, I don't know. Yeah, we were always in a union. I can't remember.
I know you were in a different union in Tallaght than I was. You were in the Baker's Union and I was in the ATGWU.
Yeah.
There's about four or five unions.
Were you involved in a strike or were you... Do you recall any strikes?
In Tallaght there was, yeah. Not. I don't ever remember one in Bishop Street.
Yeah. Was there a contentment? You know, I have enough.
There was, There was. There was... Everyone seemed quite happy at their work, contented. You know, I can't ever say I remember anyone squabbling or fighting or among themselves or that over anything. You know, it was quite.
And your overalls, what you wore?
Oh, don't talk to me about them. Like something out of an orphanage. Like out of an orphanage. The only way I can describe it, there were like two pieces of material, no sleeves. So you always had to wear sleeves underneath it. You couldn't wear it without any. It had a little sleeve to here, square neck, and it had two tie belts at the back, and you brought it around and tied it. Middle, or they were hideous looking. Then they brought out the overall one, you know, the
like a bib.
Yeah.
A what colour?
Blue. They were all blue, very heavy material, blue.
So did it get over hot? It was cold in the winter.
It was. It was very hot. And the floors in Bishop Street were...
Steel.
Yeah. They were steel floors. And they got really hot on your feet.
Yeah. And you had to stand on those all day?
You did, yeah.
Oh. And then when it came to the winter, I mean, piped heating or...
piped heating? I don't think so. Only the heat you got from the ovens, from the open ovens.
Yeah.
No.
But still, it didn't seem to matter. I mean, you were still able to get through a day.
And
didn't worry about whether you were cold or warm.
No.
Or,
see, when you're young, you don't be cold. So when you get old, you start to feel the cold. No, I can't ever say that we were very warm in the summer, I have to say. Mm. But, like, we weren't cold, really cold in the winter.
Yeah. So let's go back again to the older generation and talk to Kathleen. Kathleen, when you were boxing your biscuits, the kind of boxes, cardboard hadn't come in, really, at that stage. So can you tell me the kind of boxes you were putting them into? You had the tin box and... Did you have timber boxes as well?
The big boxes that you put the ones in that had to have cream put on them. Or chocolate, whichever. They went into these wooden boxes.
Could you describe the wooden box to me?
Oh, God. Can I remember back that
far? Were they like an orange box?
No.
Were they like a butter box?
They were sort of a heavy wood. You know, they weren't, but from constant use, they were splinters. And when you picked it up, you see, when you filled one, you had a bench, and you filled one box here with your biscuits. You pushed that out and lifted the other one up and put it in there. And then a box hand, they were called, a man, came along and lifted the full one up. But when you picked up the empty one for to put here, you'd get splinters and all in your fingers from them. They were you know, when they got worn that much. But I can't describe the sort of wood it was. It wasn't like plywood, or it wasn't like orange box. It was more heavy.
No. Type of wood. And what kind of writing on the side?
There was no writing on it, no. The checker just put on a slip what was in it.
Yeah.
And then the man put it on the bogey and took it upstairs.
And you might go home in the evening then with a whole lot of splinters.
Oh, you would, yeah. Yeah. Plenty of splinters in your fingers. Yeah, you did. Burns on the tops of your fingers from going along the pans. Pans, they were called. These big things that took out of the ovens.
Yeah. Those boxes that you were packing them into then, they would all go to the... another department,
another,
I suppose.
Department,
yeah, waiting to be delivered
the,
out.
The girls up there. No, they were plain biscuit that had to get a cream sandwich, if you know what I mean.
Or like the morning coffee where they had the icing, would they be the same? Biscuits would have to go up there
and
be iced.
Yeah. But they were in those boxes. Then there was girls up there, the chocolate room and the assorted. And all that, different apartments. There was girls up there, they took them out, and they, I never saw up there, I never went up there. So I stayed in my home patch.
She's a home bird.
No, lots of the girls, I used to go up and have a look around the chocolate room, and that never interested me. I just stayed in my own department. But the girls up there took them out and did the...
And those boxes you're talking about, were they actually made in Bishop Street?
Well, we had carpenters. I'm not sure they were, but there was carpenters.
Yeah.
There was all sorts of tradesmen in it. What they did, I don't know.
That's a story for another day.
They might have been. I know they had a tin room where they made tins. Mm. You know, these big tins.
The display tins.
Yeah. They had a tin room up there, up the house, for making those. Now, I never saw that either. It never interested me.
So when you clocked in the morning, you just went to your own area.
Went to your own. You knew where you were going to be from the night before, because this girl went around with the list and she told you, you're on number one, you're on number two, you're on number three, whichever. Then you knew exactly where you were going.
The girls that would be up near the front would get all the work, and then as it went down,
as
along
it went down, depending on how good the girls at the top were, we'll say you were supposed to take up. Well, you could take off as many as you liked in those days, because you were doing it for yourself, if you know what I mean. It was piecework. What you earned was yours. It's not like bonus, you know, where...
But would you be happy then to find yourself at the bottom of the line?
Yeah, but you see, you're supposed to be able to do the same when you go up the top for to make up your money.
And that's why it was rotated.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk to me about the two of you together. I mean, would you find that maybe, Geraldine, that from your generation... But working with your mother now, that you would be putting maybe the cream into the biscuit that maybe your mother would have handled first?
Possibly. But by that time, Mam was on number one oven, which did cream cracker, so she very rarely moved off that oven. Whereas number two oven baked the buttercream, or the tabs as they were called, which then were packed up into box. We call them specials. They were a big rectangular aluminium box. And the girls on the oven packed the dry biscuit into that. And it was then brought down to us in the creaming department. And we then put it through a machine that put the cream in it. So the buttercream got a yellow butter-flavoured cream. And the tab got a chocolate-flavoured cream, which then went into the Jensen, into the club milk. So... At the end, she wouldn't have handled the biscuit that I packed.
Unless the cracker was down. You got days that the cracker machine broke down, and the girls that were on there would be sent wherever they were needed. you know, onto another oven.